School districts across the state are struggling with budget cuts. In Sitka, the school board is taking public testimony tonight on next year's budget. The board is planning to spend more than two-thirds of its savings to help patch a deficit, but it still has nearly $400,000 to make up, and layoffs are likely. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Open swim at the only pool in Sitka. A handful of people have trickled in just before noon. Pool manager Jane Eidler has been here since 7 a.m.
I came into work one day and I got a phone call from one of the secretaries at Baranoff who said to me, "Jane, did you know that your job is on the line?" And I said, "What job?" And she said, "Your job."
The pool is inside Blatchley Middle School, and Eidler is second on a list of potential cuts the school district could make to balance its budget. Upon hearing that, she made a list of her own.
There are 55 things that I do that I came up with.
Number one is scheduling events. Number three is checking the pool chemicals every day. Number 12 is administering swimming competency tests required to graduate from the school district. Managing lifeguards, keeping the storeroom stocked, handling money and billing, managing lost and found. And number 55, troubleshoot anything that comes up.
I'm overwhelmed by the thought that all this is going to go down by the wayside.
It's worth noting that the school board has not decided one way or another on any of the proposed cuts, but they also have not found any extra sources of funding. The legislature did not raise the per student amount of money school districts get, although there is some extra funding to handle school security. So the list of cuts is still on the table. At the top of that list is the high school activities director, then Eidler's job, and then the community schools sports coordinator position. After that, a contract position that calls substitute teachers when they're needed, a halftime reading coach at Baranoff Elementary, the entire middle school shop program, and at the bottom of the list, two elementary school teachers. Altogether, the list adds up to just more than $500,000 in reductions.
Well, it's really uncomfortable. I mean, nobody wants to have to make those kinds of decisions.
Lon Garrison is president of the Sitka School Board.
We try not to make it a personal issue at all, but you know those people, you know. They're your neighbors. They're your friends. They're people that you've known for a long time, and it doesn't make it easy in any way, shape, or form.
Garrison says the idea is to make initial cuts as far away from the academic classroom as possible. That's why the two elementary teachers are at the bottom of the list. But he also says Sitka wants to educate the whole student. It wants to offer programs that extend beyond the regular academic subjects, things that improve a student's experience at school or build skills they can use throughout life. That said, Garrison adds that state and federal mandates are pretty clear about the standards school districts need to meet.
Generally, those standards are in language arts, you know, reading, math, now science, those academic areas. And so those end up, you know, kind of being the priority areas that you're going to have to think about making sure that you protect.
Sitka Mayor Mim McConnell says the health of a school district has impacts beyond the walls of a school building. To her, it's about a community's overall economy and quality of life. McConnell's own children are now grown with kids of their own.
When they move, they're checking to see what the schools are like. That's one of the main criteria for what town they're going to go to.
Back at the pool, some people are swimming laps and others are moving gently through the water on the other side. Eidler has been full-time manager here for about 7 years, but has worked at the pool in some capacity since moving to Sitka in 1976. She seems calm at the prospect of losing her job.
I feel that this is the decision, then so be it. I'm not going to get stressed out about it. I am a person that believes in myself. I'll get something else.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.